page two items.
Yes, sir. Commissioner, commission members, the page two items are those projects over $500,000 in project costs. Staff has conducted a public interest review, and there we received no objections, and as a result, we are recommending approval. We have three so-called page two items on our agenda today, and I'll read the description for each project. Item 2A, the Westmoreland County Industrial Development Authority requests authorization to reconstruct a 15-foot high by 25-foot wide by 230-foot long earthen dam with associated stabilization and geosynthetic clay liner core to restore Lake Placid, a man-made impoundment adjacent to Maddox Creek in Westmoreland County. This dam was destroyed during Tropical Storm Irene a number of years ago, and they're just now getting a chance to get it restored. Item 2B, BAE Systems is requesting authorization to deploy on an as-needed basis 685 linear feet of security barrier between the Old Dominion Dry Dock and Pier 4, consisting of fencing secured to large fender floats with four anchor points, which will encroach over 10,960 square feet of state-owned submerged land adjacent to their facility at 750 West Berkeley Avenue, situated along the southern branch of the Elizabeth River in Norfolk. The security barrier is proposed in order for BAE Systems to comply with a request by the Department of the Navy for additional security. In this case, the permittee agrees to ensure that no portion of the proposed project encroaches into the federal navigation project. In this case also, the encroachment includes, but is not limited to, the location of the catenary at any stage of the tide or weather condition. Before you ask, the catenary is the deflection of the barrier in and out during the tidal changes or due to wind events that might move the barrier. Item 2C is Deltaville Marine requesting authorization to redevelop the marina on Jackson Creek at 274 Bucks Lane in Middlesex County. The project will include the removal of a 270-foot-long fixed pier and installation of a new 270-foot-long floating pier in the same footprint. The total number of slips will be reduced from 36 to 34, and the number of covered slips will also be reduced from 3 to 4. Staff is recommending approval with no royalty pursuant to Section 28.2-1206B of the Code of Virginia, since that specifies an exemption for this type of activity.
Any questions of Tony on any of these items? Any public comment on items 2A, B, or C? Seeing none, what's the pleasure of the commission?
Move to approve page two items.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Tankard to approve items 2A, B, C, seconded by Mr. Erskine. Any comments on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries unanimously.